The following recording is copyright 2015, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
To our way of thinking, the word slave and the word leader are absolute opposites. In North Korea, the Kim family has enslaved an entire nation for three generations. And now Kim Jong-un is all-powerful, and his people remain powerless victims. Here in the United States, we celebrate Black History Month every February. We recall how centuries of slavery and oppression continue to weigh on subsequent generations even today. African Americans have been powerless victims for so long, 250 years of slavery, followed by 100 years of legal segregation, that even now with our first African American president, many Black Americans are still struggling to find their rightful place in society. Did any of you see the recent movie Selma? I don't know if it's come to MENA yet. I recommend it, because it'll give you an idea of the brutality that those working to end racial segregation had to endure. And of course, there are a lot of other forms of slavery that are much more personal. Perhaps some of us experience the slavery of compulsions that bind us, or alcoholism in our family or in our own life, or drug abuse, or the slavery of abusive relationships, or maybe sins that we ourselves have committed in the past that still weigh heavily on us. You know, little dictators inside of us that continue to enslave us. Slavery, any way you experience it, is an experience of powerlessness and oppression. Leadership, on the other hand, is an experience of power and freedom. Slavery is darkness. Leadership is light. Today's readings speak of slavery, but of a kind very different from the oppressive forms of slavery that so has wounded our nation's soul. Indeed, today's second reading speaks of a kind of freely embraced slavery that we would call servant leadership. St. Paul says he has made himself a slave of all. Notice he didn't just say a servant of all. He's made himself a slave of all so as to win over as many people as possible. And our gospel portrays Jesus as one who serves. He heals the sick, expels demons, and proclaims God's good news to those which both binds and frees. He leads all right, but he leads as a servant, and this greatly limits Jesus' freedom. People continue to press in on him. People continue to expect him to help them, to serve them. People can be very demanding of him. The Kim family leads by enslaving those they claim to lead. Jesus does just the opposite. He leads by empowering others, by setting others free. After freeing Simon's mother-in-law from the illness that kept her bound, Jesus then empowers her to go and serve others. Perhaps you already know that Pope Francis has declared 2015 the year of consecrated life. And so during this entire year, we pray, or I certainly pray, as I always do, that the Lord will call from our midst more young men and women to the priesthood and religious life. And in fact, your parish is unique in that your parish has actually produced a bishop. Bishop Fletcher is from this parish. Now, he died 40 years ago. So it's time for some in your community. Maybe we've got a couple, well, one candidate here anyway for that. Or those who go to Mass tomorrow. Some of you are maybe beyond that age, but the Lord is calling some from our midst to the priesthood and religious life today. And in so doing, I remind myself that we priests and sisters are called to be servant leaders in our church, in our community, just like St. Paul, just like Jesus. And in this role of servant leader, your pastor, Father Josh Stengel, excels. And if you've got any contact with over in Glenwood with the missionary sisters, Catechists of the Poor, they serve very generously there. They don't lead. He doesn't lead by dominating and insisting on calling all the shots. They're soft-spoken and gentle. I don't send priests and sisters out to get everybody whipped into shape. They come to set you free. They come to empower you and help you to orchestrate your gifts and the leadership that you have to offer. Now, this does not mean that we priests and sisters are supposed to be doormats and affirm everything. After all, Jesus did have to expel a few demons. But it does mean that we are called to lead by serving rather than by dominating. But you know, we priests and sisters are not the only ones called to exercise servant leadership in the life of the church. Every single one of you, by virtue of your baptism, is called to serve. And on some level, you are called to lead. We see this in the case of every single disciple of Jesus that we encounter in the New Testament. Paul served, he made himself a slave of all, and led many people in his role as a missionary and founder of churches. Peter's mother-in-law in today's gospel had a much more modest role, but she too became a servant of others. And so today I challenge you, each of you, to reflect on the talents and gifts you have to offer to this community, and then to place yourself generously at the service of all.